Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Last week, we had a gentleman named Jim Carroll. He's in charge of drug...
He's
the drug czar for
the United States of America.
Unbelievable guest last week. And he was talking about the Steelers-Browns rivalry.
Right.
And he said, there's somebody you need to meet in Cleveland.
There's somebody you'll really like in Cleveland. We said, who? And it turns out to be this 10-year-old kid named Brady, who raised a bunch of money to help canine police officers, the dogs. And it's an incredible story. And on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Brady's mom, Leah Tornabene. Good morning, Leah. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning.
I know as a parent, anytime your child does anything good, you really glow. In this case, for Brady, it's unbelievable what he's done.
Yeah, he's achieved quite a lot in the 2 years that he's been on a mission here.
So his mission, how did it start? I mean, he is now providing protective gear for dogs, the canine fund. How did this all start?
It all started while watching a TV show. It was new to TV. Brady has always loved the police. So I thought, oh, Brady, you got to sit down and watch this show. There's canines on there. He was watching it, and he turned to me and was like, how come that dog's not wearing a vest like his officer, handler? And I didn't even realize it at the time. We got into a discussion that vests are not automatically issued to them. He's like, well, I don't like that. I want to help these canines out. It all started by us just doing a fundraiser to help one dog who would be local, and it kind of blew up from there.
And what was the reaction of the officers when they realized that your son was behind this when you started providing these body armor vests for the canines?
Oh, I mean, one, they absolutely love Brady. He's very energetic and has a great personality, so they just bond with him automatically. Pretty impressed by him and his efforts. I have people in the nonprofit foundation that reach out to me and say, geez, I can't even raise half of the funds that he does. So it's great. The officers just love him and his mission.
Brady Snikovsky is a 10-year-old fifth grader who likes baseball, amusement parks, animals, obviously, and police. He likes hanging out with the family. But he's also very observant and realized there was a need for the canine officers to be protected. Now started this fundraiser to provide the armored canine street fighter vests. Can you tell us a little bit about these vests?
They are a new technology on the market from what we call like the old style vests. They are not very cumbersome. They protect the dog's vital organs, cutting out all the extra material that isn't necessarily needed. When you cut out all the excess, it cuts down on the weight, which allows the dog to wear these vests for their entire shift now. They're not so cumbersome and heavy. With that, they've added mesh inside of the vest, allowing it to be cooler for air to pass through, and an outlast thermal management material, which allows the dogs not to overheat, because that's a big issue. You know, when you put on a vest for these dogs, especially in climates like Florida or California where it's real hot, they can overheat easily. LOF has really took that into making their vest, and they provide it now where it cools the dog and allows him to have ballistic and stab-proof safety measures, but allowing the dog to have full movement and wear this vest for his entire shift, which is our priority. Now he just puts it on when he leaves his house and takes it off when he arrives back home.
Does he want to be a police officer?
Since age two, Brady has definitely wanted to be a police officer, focusing in on the canine unit. As he gets older, he now switches to, I'm unsure of what I want to do, but he definitely says he wants to continue, whatever it is, helping the police.
Brady's K9Fund.com has all the details if someone would like to make a donation. Brady's K9Fund.com.
And Brady's mom, Leah Tornabene, we appreciate your time this morning. You and your husband got to be very proud of his accomplishments.
Oh, yeah, we're very proud of him and what he's accomplished so far.
Well, thanks so much. Stay safe and give Brady our best.
Oh, we absolutely will. Thank you for having me on and sharing Brady's mission.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.